Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Aleph in Meseches Pesachim. It is the 424th daf in Shas. All of us at Baruch Hashem are recovering from beautiful Yom Tov Sukkis. In Simchas Torah, you could hear it in our voice. It was Zocha to spend Shmini Atzer Simchas Torah in the walls of the old city Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, to be able to glimpse at the Simchas HaTorah of our great Rebbe Rav Nevinzel Shlita, and to feel the stones alive with the Simchas HaTorah Be'ezer Hashem. We should be able to celebrate it together, not only in the area around the Har HaBayis, B'Shalom and B'Simcha in the Beis HaMikdash itself. We have a beautiful daf to jumpstart our Daf Yomi recordings again. Our daf will begin to discuss the halachos of those who make kiddush in shul, and whether one is yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. Will have an important machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara will discuss that issue and connect it to the issue of ein kiddush el b'makom seuda. That will dominate most of daf kuf aleph. That might very well be also the topic of halacha from the daily daf as well, of ein kiddush ela b'makom seuda. The Gemara will then get involved with who do we follow when we have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Finally, the Gemara then will bring in the third shita of the issue of someone who makes kiddush in shul, and that is the position of Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you could be yotzei all parts of kiddush. That will take us to Amud Beis, where the Gemara will discuss the halachos of shinui makom. For example, the Gemara will discuss a famous case of a chabura that's eating, and then they go out to meet a chasan and kala, that even though there was a hefsek, nevertheless, as long as they left someone there, so then in such a case, they don't need to make a new bracha when they come back. Those halachos of Akiras HaMakom will take us already into tomorrow's daf, or daf kuf beis. Let's begin, three lines from the bottom, on kuf amud beis. Osam b'nei adam shekidshu b'beis hakneses. Those people that make kiddush in shul. I remember as a child that it was extremely common to have kiddush made in shul. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't see it very often. It takes place in some communities in the States. What's halacha in regards to now going home? Is there a requirement for you to make kiddush? Amar Rav, yidei yayin lo yatsu. Yidei kiddush yatsu. They were not yotzei the mitzvah of bracha if they want to drink wine in their house. In other words, for Birchas Hanenin, the bracha cannot go on the wine that they're going to drink in the house. But Yidei Kiddush Yotzu, according to Rav, they're Yotzei, the core mitzvah of Kiddush. Rashbam is what we're going to run with for the rest of our Perek Bezer Hashem. In Dibra Masli, Yidei Kiddush explains that even though the person who's standing in shul in the pew didn't drink, nevertheless, the halacha that the mekadesh needs to drink only applies, hamekadesh sarach shiyitam, only applies to one person drinking. Once one person drinks, then that's going to be enough for everybody. The Rashbam does say, lechatchila, everybody does need to drink. And the Rashbam adds in the Dibra Maschil Yidei as well, foreshadowing what we're going to discuss later on, is that Rav is of the opinion that you don't need kiddush b'makom suda, and therefore your yotzei, the mitzvah of kiddush, if as long as one person drank, l'chatchila, the Rashbam says everybody should drink. Ushmuel Amar Shmuel disagrees, kuf aleph amin aleph, af yidei kiddush lo yotze. You're not yotze the mitzvah of kiddush. Rashbam immediately says this because of the svar that Gemara introduced later, ein kiddush ela b'makom suda. That's based on the pasuk in Yeshayah v'karas l'shabbos oineg, b'makom shata kari l'shabbos, klaimer kriya de kiddush, shamtei oneg. Wherever you proclaim the Shabbos, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush, that's where the Oneg should be. That's one explanation in the Rashbam for Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Alternatively, Rashbam says that since there's a mitzvah to do it specifically al Yayin, that we're going to learn now in Kuvav Amar Alf Zachrei al Yayin, that it should be done in the way that's most chashuv, and that is B'Shah Suda. So this is machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, whether we need Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and therefore whether you could be Yotzei in the Shul. The Gemara continues and asks, according to Rav, Ela Rav, Lama Leila Kiddush Bebeise. According to Rav, why is it that people go home and make Kiddush at home? Answers the Gemara, you're right. They don't need to. Rather, Kidei Lahotzi, Bonavu Bnei Beise. To be Motzi, the people in their family who didn't hear the Kiddush in Shul. Ushmuel lamali likdusha bibei knishta. And why is it then, according to Shmuel, if you're not yotze in the mitzvah of kiddush, it has to be makom suda, why do they make the kiddush in shul? Lafuke arachim, to be motzi the arachim dechavasa de achlu v'shasu v'galgu v'ganu bibei knishta, that they eat in the Beis HaKnesses. Tosis points out in Dibra Maschel de Achlu that there is an isser to eat in the shul. So how could it possibly be that the kiddush is going on the guests who are going to eat in the shul itself? At the end of the day, the Gemara Megillah says, "Batig nisias ein ochlem ben meishosim." So Tosis says it doesn't mean that they ate in the heichal of the shul itself, but rather the new rooms next to the shul. Tosis also points out that it could very well be that if they hear in the heichal and they eat in the adjacent room, according to Tosis's position in other places, which we'll discuss in Amud Beis, that's all considered makom echad. So then in such a case, they could hear it in the main sanctuary and then eat in the adjoining room. V'azah Shmuel l'tamei, the Gemara says, Shmuel, who holds that you're yotze kiddush by what you hear in the place that you eat, but not in shul, d'amar Shmuel, ein kiddush al makom suda. Because we need the kiddush to be done where you eat. Savor mina, we thought that Shmuel held that way. Had him only bais lebais al makom lemakom echad beisa lo. But if it's within one building, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable. However, the Gemara recounts it seemed that Shmuel did not hold this way. Amar Rav Hanan bar Techlifa, simin sagon have a kimna kamei de Shmuel. There were times Rav Hanan says that I was zochet be by Shmuel. V'nachis me igra la'ara, and he would leave the roof area where he was eating. V'hader mekadesh. And then he would make kiddush again. In other words, he made kiddush on the roof. However, if he was eating his main seuda in the ground floor, he would make kiddush again. Vaf Rav Huna Savar, and this was the sheet of Rav Huna as well. Ein kiddush al makom suda. The Rav Huna kiddush vis akri leshagra. Rav Huna made kiddush, and the candle went out before he had had his suda. Va'ailele lemane levei gine de rabba brei, and they took his Kalim up to the chuppah, that means the area of young couple of Rabbi his son. Havishagra, that there was a candle. Then he made kiddush again and then ate. Alma kasavra en kiddush al makom suda. We see also Rav Huna holds en kiddush makom suda. Vaaf Rabba savra en kiddush makom suda. Damar Abaye, Abaye reported, Kiavina beimar, when I was by Rav, Kiav mekadesh, Amalan timu midi. Said, taste something. Dilma ada zlisilu shpaiza. Lest in the meantime, when you go up to eat, misakru l'chu sharga, the candle will go out, v'lo mekadosh l'chu, bebeis achila, and then you won't be able to make kiddush there. It will be kiddush d'hachal lo nefkto, and you weren't yotze the kiddush here, then kiddush elo b'makom suda, because you need kiddush makom suda. So, Rabbah reports that Abaye suggested to him to eat where he had heard the kiddush, eat a little, interesting lashon of lito midi. And our halacha from the daily daf, we're going to discuss how much you need to eat kiddush makom suuda. Taisus in Dibra Maschel timo midi is mechadesh, that over here we're talking about timas lechem, to have some bread. And Tosis claims that if it was just fruits or vegetables, then that would only be for the suuda shlishis that you would be yotze. And kiddush makom suuda, it seems, according to Shita of Tosis, which we'll elaborate on later on, is that you need to have a te'ima that you would be yotze the chiyuv of su'uda on Shabbos. Okay, so now back into the Gemara. We have Rabba quoting Abaye that says that you need kiddush makom suda, Rav Huna who told us that you need kiddush makom suda, and that works consistently with the idea of Shmuel that said ein kiddush al makom suda, which began our daf, where Shmuel had said that that's the reason you're not yotze kiddush in shul. Asks the Gemara, wait a second, something is not going to line up over here. Aini, is that so? Is Abaye the Baal Memra who says that you need kiddush makom suda? But Abaye himself, who was quoting Rabba, quoted Rabba in another instance where Rabba had said that we don't follow the opinion of Shmuel except in certain instances. V'amar Abaye, kol midi demar hava ovid kirav. Mar here is referring to Rabba. Abaye was quoting his Rebbe, that Rabba followed Rav in general, except for these three cases of a Kishmua. And now the Gemara mentions three cases in Halacha where we have a machlokis Rav and Shmuel, and there Rabba followed Shmuel. Number one, matirin mi beged lebeged, that according to Shmuel, you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one garment and put it on to another. That despite the fact that Rav on Menachas Mem Aleph Amud Beis had prohibited, because you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis from that beged, nevertheless, for reasons explained there, Shmuel disagrees. Umadlikin miner lener. And also when it comes to Hilchos Chanukah, one is allowed to light, as described in the Gemara Chav Beis Amud Aleph in Shabbos, from one candle to the next, according to Shmuel, despite the fact that Rav had prohibited it. According to some, it was due to bizui mitzvah, or according to others, it's because you're weakening the ner mitzvah, the candle that was of a ner Chanukah. Either way, Shmuel there disagrees with Rav, and this was an exception where Rabba followed Shmuel. Umadlikim miner Luner, that was what we just said. V'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'greira. This is the case of Dover Shein Miskavim, which we discussed in detail in Maseches Shabbos. We've had quite a few halachas from the Daily Daf that also relates to that. Desanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Gar Adam Mite Kisa V'Savso B'Shabbos, that a person is allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos. And here, we don't say that a Dover Shein Miskavim is also like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Over here in the Masoret Shas, you have some of the references. There are many, many more. Daf Chav Beis in Shabbos, Daf Chav Tes in Shabbos, Mem Vav in Shabbos, Beitza Chav Gimel, where we have the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Dover Shein Miskavin is mutter. Simply put, a Dover Shein Miskavin means that you're, in this case, dragging a bench from one place to the next, and you're not sure whether it's going to make a hole, but it possibly might. Rabbi Shimon says it's permissible because it's not your intention. We said only it's possible that it's going to happen, but if it's definite, then it's a psik resha. And then even Rabbi Shimon would be moda, as described in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel, and in other places. As long as it's not his intention, then it's considered Dover Shein Miskavin. And here, we followed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara over there in Bamei Badlikin describes that it was Shmuel who followed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, while Rav was Choshesh for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that in these three cases only, Rabba followed Shmuel. Yet over here we're saying Shmuel is of the opinion of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, and Rabba is of the opinion of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda. But we said in general when there was a Mechlokis Rav and Shmuel, Rabba would follow the opinion of Rav, with the exception of these three. And this is not one of these three. Kiddush B'Makom Suda is not one of these three things. So then, according to Abaye's rule that we learned, Kol Mila D'mar Avid, Havavi Kirav, Labar Ma'ani Tlas, it should come out that Rabba should be following Rav, that there is no requirement of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, and not the opinion of Shmuel. Answers the Gemara 4 lines from Baden, Kichumrei D'Rav Havi Avid, Kikuli D'Rav Lo Havi Avid. When we say that Rabba was Choshesh for the opinion of Rav, he was Choshesh with the exception of these three of Ematir Mebegel Beged, Matik Miner Ler, and Dover Shein Miskavin for the Chumras of Rav. Kikula de Rav lo havi of it. But a leniency of Rav he didn't necessarily follow. In other words, he never went against the more stringent position of Rav. Now over here in the Machlok between Rav and Shmuel, the stringent position is that of Shmuel, Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda. Hence, when we have a tradition that Rabba was always choshish for the Shita of Rav, that is only Lechumra, and therefore it could very well be that where Shmuel is the Machmir, like in the case of Kiddush, where he says Ein Kiddush El Makom Suda, so then in such a case Rabba will follow that position of Shmuel. Period. Now the Gemara gives us a third position, the position of Rabbi Yochanan, who disagrees in regards to Kiddush in a shul with both Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan, my Rabbi Yochanan is Shita number 3, Af Yideyayin Nami Yotsu. Even if you want to drink later on in your house, it's not considered a Hesech Hadas to have in mind to be Yotze with the bracha of Kiddush in the shul, and then you don't need to make a new bracha, Bar Priya Gofen, in your house. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamein, this is consistent with Rabbi Yochanan's position in regards to Hilchus Brachas. Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abai, Amar Rav Pitas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shinu Yayin, Ve'echad Shinu Mokum, Ein Tzarech Levarech. Rashbam explains that Shinu Yayin means if they bring him a new wine, whether it's better or worse, he doesn't need to make a new bracha on the wine. The Rashbam adds that we're not talking about the bracha of Hatov and Meitiv, that the Gemara in Brachos Nun Tesam Abay says that you do make a new bracha. The Havamina over here is that since he didn't have in mind the second type of wine, maybe he should make a new Bari Priya Gofen, so he doesn't, as well as on Amid Beis, that Shinui Makom, if you change your place for wine, in other words, you drank in place A, you made a Bari Priya Gofen there, if you go to place B, you don't need to make a new bracha. Certainly, of course, Rabbi Yochanan is also following the position that there isn't a requirement of Kiddush Makom Suda. Hence, bottom line, we have three positions in regards to when you have someone making Kiddush in Shul. We have the opinion of Rav that says that you're Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush, but when you go to a new place, you need to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan, who ostensibly agrees that Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush because ain't Kiddush Makom Suda, even if you're not eating there, but he disagrees that you don't need to make a new bracha, because he holds, for some reason, that Shinui Makom ain't Tzarech Levarech. And number three, we have the opinion of Shmuel that says that you need to make a new bracha, as well as the fact that you weren't Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush. And Mark continues on the top line of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Meisive Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech, Shinui Yain ain't Tzarech Levarech. We learned that the halach is that Shinui Makom precipitates a requirement of a new bracha. To Yufta the Rabbi Yochanan, to Yufta. So Gemara says this is a rejection of the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara continues three lines atop. Yosef Rav Yidi Barav and Kamei Rav Chizav. Yosef Rav Chizav Kamer Mishmei de Rav Huna. We have now a teaching in the name of Rav Huna in regards to Shinui Makom. Hada Amr Shinui Makom Tzarech Levarech. This that we said that when you change your place, you need to make a new bracha. Lo Yishanu Elami Bayis Lebayis. That only applies if you change from one house to another. Avomi makom lemakom loy. But if you go from one place to the next, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you don't need to make a new bracha. Rashbam explains that mimakom lemakom, for example, in a house, is from a house to the attic. Actually, this is found in the Mefarish above the Rashbam, not in the Rashbam itself. Because one is in the same house, so then in such a case, that's not considered shinui makom. Amalei Ravada Rav Idi Barav and Hachi Tanina Le Masnisa Devei Rav. Hinek. This is what was taught in the Beis Medrash of Rav Hinek. Vamila b'masnisa devei bar Hinek. Some say it wasn't Rav Hinek, but the son of Hinek, Kavasech, like what you had taught. So we've learned already that the halacha is Shinui Bayis requires a new bracha, Mimakom l'makom one does not. This sugya will take a while to develop what all the opinions amongst the Tanoim and Amoraim are, and it'll take us mostly through tomorrow's daf as well. In terms of the halacha, we'll Be'ezer Hashem wait for tomorrow's daf to do the halacha. Bela Rav Huna Masnisa Kamash Milan asks the Gemara, so wait, we have Rav Huna who is teaching this halacha, and now we say, B'masnisa Devei Ravenik, we learned this halacha of Shinu Makom Makom, not requiring, but Mibayis Libayis requiring. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Masnisa Lo Shmili, even though if it was just a Mishnah that Rav Huna was aware of, he wouldn't have come to teach it. He wouldn't have said shir on it. However, he didn't know that it was a brisa that was taught in the Devei Rav Hinek. Gemara now continues. V'su yasa Rav Chizda v'kamer mishmei d'nafshe. And Rav Chizda also taught something by himself. Hada amr shini makum tzarech levarek. This that we say that when you change the place, you need to make a bracha. Lo yamara and el bedvarim, when the halacha says you do need to make, that was only said with those things that don't require a bracha achrona in its place. For example, a bar nefashos. But things that do require a bracha in their place, for example, the shivas haminim, a bracha achas mein shalosh, explains Rashbam di Ramaskal Aval. There you have to go back and make the bracha achrona there. Ein tzarech levarech. Then in such a case, you don't need to make a new bracha when you go to a new place, because you haven't broken your shaychus with the original bracha, because you're going to have to go back to that original place. Ein tzarech levarech, my time up, l'kiva kama hoder, he has the kfius of the original place, he's got to go back there, and therefore that shows that kfius remains, and for that reason there's no hefsik from the original bracha. Here we have a machlokes. Sheshes amar echad zev echad zev tzarech levarech. Sheshes doesn't take into account the fact that you're going to need to return. The Gemara is now going to ask a long question on the shita of Rav Chizda. Straightforward question. It'll take us to the bottom of the Amud, and Be'ezer Hashem will pick up with the Gemara's teretz on tomorrow's daf. Meisive, ask the Gemara. Bnei Chabura Shoyim Mesubin Lishtos V'akru Ragleim. If there were people, we're going to see in a moment that they're at a chasana, and they sat down to drink. Interestingly, the Rashbam says that the Gir says not to drink wine, which has fascinating implications, but they sat down to drink. V'akru Ragleim, and they moved their feet. Lotzeis Likras Chasana Likras Kala, to go out to be Mesameh Chasana and Kala. In those days, sometimes the meal was not in the same place of where the Chasan and Kala actually were, so they would go to be Mesameh Chasan and Kala to a different area. Sometimes there just wasn't enough room. Shein Yotzin, when they go out, Ein Tunin Bracha Limafreya. They don't have to make a bracha retroactively, literally, which means a bracha achrona. Kishen Chosun Ein Tunin Bracha Lechatchila. And when they come back, then they could just continue eating. There is no bracha that's made. Explains the Braisa, if they left somebody there, an elderly person, a sick person, they need a bracha achrona, and when they come back, you need a bracha beforehand. Deduces the Gemara from the Braisa. Here the Braisa's quote ends. Midiktani, this that it states, akru raglehem, that they move their feet. We're talking about a case that needs a bracha in its place, because it never would have said akru ragleim when it comes to a bar nefashos. V'taima, and we could deduce, dinicha sham zakin ochol hu dekishen yotzen ein tunim bracha l'mafreya, kishen chozren ein tunim bracha l'chatzchila. It's only if they leave somebody there that they don't need to make a bracha achron on what they ate, and a new bracha when they come back. Avalo inicha sham zakin ochol. But if there was no one left, kishen yotzin tunim bracha l'mafreya, kishen chozren tunim bracha l'chatzchila, they need to make new brachas. Now this flies in the face of Rav Chisda. It's a riot to Rav Sheshes, because Rav Chisda had told us that you don't need to make a bracha when you leave the place of where you had made a bracha chashuva, like a bracha that requires a birchas mein shalosh or benching, because you never break your original connection to that place. It's what Rav Chisda described as kiva kama hadar. Because you're eventually going to need to come back anyhow to make the bracha achrona, so then in such a case there isn't a hefsik. Kashel Rav Chisda. This price is a kasha of Rav Chisda, because this price seems to say you have broken it. The only way you retain your kvius is if you leave one of the people there with you. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up with the teretz to this kasha for daf kuf beis on the next daf, and we will now go to the halacha from the daily daf. This concludes daf kuf aleph in Maseches Pesachim.